Chapter 26. 5 more minutes. Nothing can be more useful to a man than a determination not to be hurried. Henry David Thoreau. At a playground, a woman sits down next to a man on a park bench. "That's my son over there," she tells him, pointing to a little boy in a red sweater, gliding down the slide. "He's a fine-looking boy," the man said. "That's my son on the swing in the blue sweatshirt." Then, looking at his watch, he calls, "What do you say we go, Todd?" Todd pleads, "Dad, just 5 more minutes, please. Just 5 more minutes. The man nods, and Todd continues swinging, looking elated. Many minutes pass, and the father calls again. "So, Todd, what do you think? Time to go now?"
5 more minutes, Dad. Just 5 more minutes.
The man smiles and says, "Okay." "My," the woman says, "you certainly are a patient father." The man smiles. "Last year, my older son, Tommy, was killed by a drunk driver while he was riding his bike not very far from here. I never spent much time with Tommy, and now I'd give anything for just 5 more minutes with him. So I vowed not to make the same mistake with Todd. He thinks he has 5 more minutes to swing, but the truth really is, I get 5 more minutes to watch him play." Last week, I led a memorial service here on the island for a friend who, in his early 50s, died too young. So we gathered together and we celebrated, told stories, some happy, some sad, shared memories, and as one might expect, even nursed a little lament. As one islander put it in his eulogy, "I'm sitting here thinking, I sure wish I had called him every time I had the urge. I understand it is easy to second guess, or to fear dying an unlived life, or to castigate ourselves for wasted moments. But here's the deal. Well-intentioned or not, nursed regret only puts more padding between me and the present moment, which includes the people and choices that are in my life today. Life is about the choices we make now, with these 5 more minutes. Jesus' counsel, 3 little words, do not worry. I actually like the take of this 83-year-old woman in a quote that was sent in by a reader. "I'm not saving anything," she says. "I use my good china and crystal for every special event, such as losing a pound, getting the sink unstopped, or the first amaryllis blossom. I wear my good blazer to the market. My theory is that if I look prosperous, I can shell out $28.49 for one small bag of groceries. I'm not saving my good perfume for special parties, but I'm wearing it for the clerks in the hardware store and the tellers at the bank. Someday, and one of these days, are losing their grip on my vocabulary." My good friend knows wine. He writes about it, appreciates it, savors it. He also knows wine people, folks who have grand and exceptional wine cellars. He told me the story of a couple with one such cellar, a collection to admire. Now mature in age, the couple knew that their years were numbered and that many of their friends had died with full wine cellars, including rare bottles collected for a special occasion. "You know," the gentleman told my friend, "we say we'll drink it when the occasion is right. And for some reason, the occasion is never quite right." So they made a decision. They would collect no more wine. They would take delight in, and they would share the wine that they have. In their words, they decided to drink their cellar. After he told me that story, I knew it was time to take my own medicine, I own a bottle of 1982 port. You know the really good stuff? After the first sip, this kind of port makes you say out loud to the sky, "Now I know why God created grapes." But I've been keeping the bottle for the right event. And what kind of event will it take, I wonder? This morning, early with coffee in hand, I walked the garden alone, if we don't count Bernie, one of our tabby cats who moseyed along. I stopped off and savored a few things that I missed yesterday, and I enjoyed a good hit of goose flesh from the delphiniums in their stately, extravagant, ephemeral, and wasteful splendor. I'm going in for breakfast soon. Really. In 5 more minutes. Inspirations. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough troubles of its own. Jesus. Powerful pause for the days ahead. Treat yourself to something you enjoy. A good cup of coffee, a bowl of ice cream, a certain path you like to walk, a flower whose fragrance you love. And spend 5 more minutes savoring that joy.